Appreciate our opportunity to be together this morning. Have a little challenge that the Lord has given me for this week. I'd like to share it with you. If I could put a title to it, it would be Thoughts of Peace. And I don't know if you have it. I've mentioned this before. But do you have on your phone something that tells you how much screen time you've used in the past week? That says you have had this many minutes of screen time this week. It's up so much percentage from last week, or it's down. In other words, you've been on your phone for so many minutes this past week. Well, I would like for us to think about our mental folders. How much time, if I could look back over past week, and God would be able to put in categories the things that I have thought about, what would this past week's volumes look like? What would be the biggest volume that I have, and not just, what is it? Not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. So not for me to just say, oh, I'll tell you what, all my thoughts this past week were in a good category. I'm not talking about bad categories as far as sinful, but I'm talking about categories that can be just not profitable for me. And so I'm thinking of the one, and if this past week, if you have not had, or I have not had, a lot of peaceful thoughts, maybe there was turmoil or things going on, it can just be this is election year, and there's a lot of churning going on in that realm that can cause me to have thoughts that are not real peaceful. Well, I want us to think about in Jeremiah 29 and 11, the Jews had been taken captive and God was speaking to them. He said, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you. They are thoughts of peace. Well, you know, if I were saying the Lord is thinking thoughts of peace toward me, what should be going on in my life? I ought to have just everything is just flowing like a stream, like sitting beside a river that's flowing and it's all peaceful. Well, they were captive in a land. And yet he said, I've got thoughts of peace towards you. You know, if we could just recognize that the things that God puts in my life that causes to be brought into my life, he has an expected end for those. Things that I would say, this is not a peaceful situation right here. If I go through it in the right way, he has peace, an expected end for me of peace at the end of that. Well, I have a song that I'd like for us to start with. It's over in 149. I'd like to look at, sing the last two verses of 149. And since that joyful moment of glorious peace to me, my soul has ceased its pining, my heart has been light and free. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as the driven snow. Rolled on, ye changing sea, suns or turbulent seas of sin, I found a blessed shelter and glorious peace within. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as the driven snow. So that song says, there can be trouble around me, and I still have peace. There's another song that we sing, there is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. Now that's quite a gift right there. That in the middle of trouble, what if I could only have peace within when everything around me is peaceful? You know, I would have peace very little. It would say my screen time of peace is very short this week because I've had lots of trouble in my life. Well, what this is telling me is there is peace though the world be raging when I'm in the shelter of His arms. I have a plaque at home. I saw it maybe yesterday. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It's the presence of God. You know, I'm thankful for that. I can have a screen time of peaceful thoughts this past week when trouble is all around me. How is that able to happen? There is a verse I'd like for us to look at. Isaiah 32:17. Because you know what? I want peace in my life. And I really don't want to have it only because things are peaceful, or I won't have it very often. My screen time of peaceful thoughts won't be very often if it's only because things are going well. Look at this verse. The work of righteousness shall be peace. Now that's interesting. The work of righteousness in my life will produce peace no matter what's happening around me. The effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Just those verses just sound like a calm place to be. And then I thought of this song, alone in some secure retreat, the sky overshadows me. All nature smiles so soft and sweet. Yes. Because of the direction I'm thinking. I'm thinking, Lord of Thee. So in this mental library that we have, if we could each one stop for just a few minutes this morning and look back over the last 7 days, how much would be able to be over in this peace folder? Not about my surroundings, but about peaceful thoughts that I have. So let's go to Philippians. I'm glad that my peace is not dependent on everything being good around us, or I would not have much peace. Probably all of us would be the same way. Philippians 4:7. Well, let's go to 6. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know what? That in itself can bring peace to us. God allows me to bring to Him my requests, and I can tell Him exactly how I would like for Him to do it. I've been doing it quite a bit for Cheryl. Lord, I would love it to be this way. But you know what we can do? What brings peace? Am I going to be at peace if I try to force God to do something and this is the way it has got to go, and then when it doesn't go, am I going to have peace? Nope, it's going to be gone. In fact, then I have to worry about the verse that says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. So to have peace, I'm going to have to work on this one. I've got thanksgiving for the Lord, things the Lord has done for me. I've got some requests that I can tell the Lord how I would like for Him to do it. But then it ends up, look at this 7th verse, the peace of God, that's what I want in my life, which passes all understanding. You know what? Having peace in the middle of a storm passes understanding. How can it happen? And yet it does. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts, we're talking about mental folders, can keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There is something very valuable in this 7th verse. The peace of God that passes understanding, I don't know how it can cause me to be peaceful when this thing is happening in my life. It's able to keep my heart and my mind, the screen time that I'm spending this past week of what I'm thinking about. would it be going into the peace folder? And what I would like to do, there are books that you can go out and get, self-help books, The Power of Positive Thinking. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those books. But you know what is important for us? We have a book right here that tells us about the power of positive thinking. What it is, we're not setting aside and saying, I don't have. What is that song? That song I had to say, that's his testimony. I no trouble and no sorrow, see today nor will I borrow. I'm not sure what was happening in his life. But we can have trouble. I can't really say I don't see any trouble in my life. No, I can see a lot of trouble. But what I want to find out is the peace of God that passes understanding is able to keep my heart and mind. He's able to give me scriptures to build my peace folder bigger than my trouble folder of what how I'm going to get through this one. And that's what I'd like to do today for a little bit. Is I would like to build us each one to be able to take scriptures and stuff them in this peace folder to where it gets bigger and bigger. To where when trouble comes to us this next week, you remember the verse that says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. It didn't say there remains no trouble for the people of God, but in the middle of it, there can be a rest that we have, and I'm thankful for that. So this one tells us, it passes all understanding. It'll keep our hearts and minds. But then it has the next verse tells us how to keep our minds. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So if we could look over the past week, maybe troubles come into our life, and the thoughts that we think about them, these tell us there's some things that I can say, I'm going to take a hold to my thoughts and I'm going to lead them in a direction. You know, that's easier said than done. Yeah. There's a verse that says, "Bring the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." You ever had a stronghold in your head? Something that had a hold, a problem that you're faced with or something, and thoughts that are churning and they're not bringing peace to me. That's a stronghold. And then the very next verse said, bringing into captivity every thought. You know, we cannot do anything about the thoughts that come to us. They come. You can be going down the road and you see a billboard and it presents a thought. It was intended to. Advertising itself was intended to produce a thought. You hear it on the radio, this is the best cleaning solution out there. It's intended to produce a thought. I've got to have that. Well, the devil knows that. So he'd like to do some advertising himself for us to produce thoughts. And this one is telling us, now take your thoughts. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise from the things that I'm thinking about, then think on those things. So there's another verse, Isaiah 26, because we're going to have, remember the verse that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And I think this is the secret for it. When I have verses stored away in my mind, and here comes this thought that is not bringing any peace to me, and I be able to have the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard by the scriptures that I've stored away in my peace folder. So in Isaiah 26 and 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Do you need some protection for the thoughts that would come against you? A wall and a bulwark to me reminds me of a city that's fortified. The things that would come against it to harm it, it's got a wall here that's built for protection. Bulwarks, a protection for it. And here's that protection. Look in the third verse. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So you remember that verse that we had before? It says, bringing into captivity every thought, then here's the protection that we can have. Here's where perfect peace comes from, because my mind is stayed on Him. I believe it was in the Sunday school class this morning, someone had the verse, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law he meditates," he thinks about it day and night. This is our protection. This is our wall and bulwark of being able to look at what God has done for us. There's another verse over in Isaiah 48. There had been a promise to the people. 48 and 18. "Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments." You know, this, "thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee," is a tool for us to be able to use. It says, "If you had hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." Peace like a river is what was intended to be. Do you remember over in, when Jesus looked out over the city of Jerusalem, in the 19th chapter and in the 42nd verse of Luke, when he was come near, he beheld the city and he wept over it. You think about this, the first verse that we said, if he had hearkened to his commandments, you would have had peace like a river. It would have been abundant amount of peace. Well, this one says, now he's come near the city, beheld the city, and he wept over it, saying, "If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong to your peace. But now it's hid from your eyes." You know, the Jews, and I believe every one of us, want peace in our life. Jesus knew what was going to be able to bring peace to them. Sometimes to me, peace is, I have no troubles today. I don't have, my bills are paid, everything is going well for me. Things are very peaceful. You know how short-lived that can be. You can have peace in the morning because everything is going good and you have a little accident in your car or it won't start. You know how quick you can lose your peace? When I've got an appointment, I've got to be there, and you turn the key and it just does about 3 rounds and quits. All of a sudden, peace can be gone. Well, Jesus recognized that the Jews were seeking for peace. And he said, "I've got a peace that I want to give you that the world cannot give." That kind of peace is, even though I've got troubles all in my life, he is there to go with me through them. And remember in Isaiah 9 and 6, "Unto us a child is born, and he will be called the Prince of Peace." It says, "Of the increase of his peace there will be no end." Now, he didn't say, "Unless the world gets this wicked, and then my peace level is going to run out." His level, when sin abounds, grace did much more abound. The peace level can run right along with that. And I want it to be able to happen in my life. There's a verse over in Job, and I like this verse because sometimes we can have some trouble going on. Job 22 and 21. "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace." Now I can say, I tell you, I'm saved and sanctified and I'm acquainted with him. But you know, we can become more acquainted with him. I've got troubles going on in my life. "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace." As I recognize Jesus is the one that can help me with this storm. You know, when his disciples were in the ship, he's down there sleeping, Jesus is. And a storm arises that looks like it's going to sink the boat. In fact, they go to him and say, "Don't you care that we're about to perish?" And he's able to speak to the storm, just some short words, "Peace, be still." You know, I don't need so much out on a lake somewhere for him to do that for me today. But you know, every one of us are going to have some storms in our life. There's a verse of a song. There's no one like Jesus to calm life's seas and bring an unspeakable peace. Unspeakable is, I don't know how this comes about when all the trouble is going on and I still have this calmness inside. There's no one like Jesus to calm life's seas and bring an unspeakable peace. It's a peace not depending on my troubles relenting, but all on his sweet love for me. There's another song. There are storms that we all encounter. It said, do not fear. They will do you no harm. In the Lord, you will find protection in the shelter of his arms. I am thankful for the peace that is available for us. But I'd like to look at another thing that affects peace. And maybe you have never had it happen in your life. I have. It will cause your peace to disappear so fast. Proverbs 26:17. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him. You ever thought, I want to help this situation. I'm going to get into this thing and help them out. You know that one of the quickest ways to get rid of peace is this one. It even tells us about it. What is it? He that passeth by. He could have just passed on by and avoided the trouble. But no, not me. I'm going to help this situation. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. Is that a peaceful situation? I've got this dog. He has the potential to bite me, but he can't. I've got both of his ears right here, and I'm hanging on. You know what that dog is doing? Does he start relaxing in a little while after you've held his ears for about 30 minutes? He's buying time. It's just building up. Because sometime you've got to let go of him, and then you're going to pay the price. It's kind of like what we've talked about this morning. You know, there's verses that we think, sure, it says that. Well, this one says it out pretty clear. You go to meddling with strife, and I can think of situations in my mind right now where I was even told I wouldn't mess with that situation, and I did it anyhow, and then it turned out just exactly. It wasn't a dog, but it was bad. Those things can destroy our peace. And so I'm desiring to build a peace folder in my mind to where quickly when troubles come to me, scripture, songs, this folder is the biggest one in my mind. You know, we can have other folders. I can have the troubles that I'm going through to be the biggest one. What I mean by the biggest one is if it could say your screen time, your time of thought last week was this much, and trouble was the one that I thought about the most. Or what about the man that his delight was in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditated day and night? What was his screen time of scripture? He had a big volume. And I think what happens with that is when trouble comes, that's the quickest thing that God can use to help us. He just has to bring some scripture to our mind that we've already been reading. And so what I'm interested now is when I've meddled with strife that I should not have been in on and it destroys my peace, there are some scriptures that I'd like for us to look at that in just our everyday living will help us to be able to retain peace. One of them is over in Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers. To be able to just, my disposition is not meddling in strife, not belonging to me. But when something comes my way, I'll be able to be a peacemaker in it. There's another verse in Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken. To be able to have words that can be given at the right time. I can give words, but if they're not at the right time, they won't always bring peace to the other party or to me. I want to be able to have that. There's another verse, 1 Peter, 3rd chapter. So what I want to be able to do is, for myself, be able to build the peace volume in my thoughts, my mind. 1 Peter 3 and 8 through 9. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. You know, these things that are things that cause peace to be gone, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. In other words, this is the goal that I have in my life. I'm going to seek peace. I'm going to ensue it. I'm going to pursue this as a goal that I have for my life. In Romans, the 12th chapter, because you know what? All of us are going to have some trouble come to us. But there's instruction given to us in right at the end of the 12th chapter, 17th verse. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now look at this next verse. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You know, just these verses right here that the Lord's telling me, look, let this thing go. I'll take care of it in the end, can bring peace to us. That, you know, I don't have to try to figure this out. I don't have to know what the outcome will be. The Lord will take care of it. But then it does give me some instruction. If thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. In so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil. You know what? That's my peace is gone. These troubles are coming against me, and it's overcome me. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So for us today, I want to be able to build peaceable thoughts in my mind. There is a lot of instructions. There's a fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And there was a verse that says, now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous but grievous. But after it has come to us, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that's able to happen in our life. You know, the Lord reprimands us sometimes, and it's not just from Him. You know, sometimes it's by those people around us. And it can yield a peaceable fruit of righteousness if I let it. There's another verse that says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. That if you will just let it, you put it in and let it, it will do what it's supposed to do. The peace of God, there's a verse that I want to look at. Colossians 3 and 15. You know, sometimes we think, well, I want to have peace. I'm going to work real hard at it to be able to have it. Colossians 3rd chapter, 15th verse, or 14th verse, above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Just let it happen. You know, you put leaven, you're going to make some bread, put yeast in, and there are conditions that will cause it to happen. I know it says if your temperature is not right, too cold or too hot when yeast is put in for bread making, it doesn't do right. But this one right here, I'm thinking of it. Let the peace of God rule in my heart. Just allow it to happen. Make the environment right for it to be able to happen. Be able to recognize the things that destroy my peace and ask the Lord to be able to help me with those. You know, when God told them in Jeremiah 29, he said, I've got some thoughts of peace toward you. I want to bring you to an expected end. You know what that was about? They were captive. They were going to be captive for 70 years. And he tells them, there were some people, some prophets that were saying, 2 years from now, and we're going to be back to our homeland again. He said, don't believe it. It's going to be 70 years before it happens. But he said, here's what I want you to do. Do you just be in turmoil for 70 years? I just cannot stand this problem that I'm faced with. I won't be happy. I won't have peace till it's past me. You know what he told them? I want you to plant vineyards. Build your houses. Raise your families. And seek the peace of the city that you're living in. Do what you can do to cause there to be a peaceful environment around you, even though things are not going the way I would like for them to be. You remember when they were in captivity and the people around them had heard about the songs that they used to sing back in their homeland, and they said, sing us a song like you used to sing. So they said, we've hung our harps up on the willow tree. How can I sing one of those kind of songs in this kind of time that I'm living in? You know what the grace of God has for us? And I say, Lord, help me. That I can take down the harp and play it. Because you remember when Daniel, he knew that he could soon be in the lion's den. And he said he still prayed 3 times a day. And one of those, part of that prayer was he gave thanks to God. And I sometimes say, for what? He's a captive in a foreign land through no fault of his own, through others that had been disobedient, and now he's a captive. You know what he was thankful for? God's still here with me. He didn't stay back at Jerusalem. He's here with me today. And you know what? We can say that for ourselves. I'm in trouble today. I got a lot of troubles around me. But I can be thankful for one thing. I'm thankful that God is with me. And I'm also thankful that Jesus said, my peace I want to give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. What kind of peace does the world give? Look at your surroundings. Everything now is very calm. They're wanting us to have a world peace. And it's stop this fighting, stop this one. And when I think about that, there used to be a game that we played that had, I don't know how it all worked, but it had holes all through this game, and you had this little mallet. And you were supposed to be ready when this little thing popped up over here. You hit it and you make some points. Well, while you're watching for it over here, something else pops up. You know, that can be what happens in our world around us. Just about the time we think we have Iran or some other country, we got this all solved down, another one pops up somewhere else. If our peace is dependent upon that, we'll never have continuing peace. But it's not dependent on that. It is all on his sweet love to me. So through this next week and through these next months out ahead, Lord, help me to build this folder in my mind of the things that make for peace. It doesn't mean that everything will go well for me, but the peace that he gives is not dependent on things going well around me. I can still have peace in my life. I desire your prayers.